Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 703. Visible translated text is as follows. Hardly any change on its chemical property. When it comes in contact with the formaldehyde, it is supposed to be preserved. It has some neutralizing effect on the alkali present. That decomposes in time after death, unless hindered by some preservative. The hydrochloric acids in the stomach also disappear if the stomach has disintegrated and the preservative has disappeared. It disappears like the other fluids and tissues of the body, unless hindered by some preservative agent. Sometimes digestion is delayed a good deal, even in a normal stomach, by insufficient mastication, too much diluting of the juices, or anything that hinders the operation of the mechanical effects. Insufficient mastication is one of the commonest causes, also the taking of too much liquid. Fatigue occasioned by extensive walking would hinder it. If the walking was not too extensive to produce fatigue, it would help digestion in a normal stomach. Insufficient mastication is the worst cause of delayed digestion. My estimate was that the cabbage was found an hour after the process of digestion had begun. I did not undertake to say when the digestion began. You can't tell by looking at food in a bottle how much the failure to masticate it delayed digestion in hours and minutes. It would be just an estimate. The physical appearance of that cabbage, Defendant's Exhibit 88, shows indigestion by the layer, character and amount and area of separation between, and the character and amount of the layers below. The mere fact that it was vomited up would be proof positive that no scientific opinion could be made about it. To make a scientific test, I would have to test the mechanism of the stomach, the time it was in there, and the degree and presence of the differenti acids. The chocolate milk would not naturally stay in a normal stomach 5 or 6 hours. The cabbage would stay in a normal empty stomach where there was a tomato also 3 or 4 hours. I never made any test of Mary Fagan's stomach and examined the contents of it.